Well, the Wisconsin County Fair season certainly is in full swing with plenty of area county fairs, including the Wisconsin Valley Fair and, of course, the Wisconsin State Fair down in West Allis premieres this Thursday as well. And although I know you're going to go for the entertainment, the midway, and the food, don't forget really the heart of the county fair is what's happening in those exhibit halls, the barns, and the show rings. And a man that certainly has made a lot of commitments locally and throughout the state is Dan Knossen, who served as the judge at the Ottigame County Fair in Seymour, Wisconsin, where I spent some time talking to him about being a dairy judge, especially of showmanship, and what he's looking for from the young exhibitors.
Well, in showmanship, what I'm looking for is the person that can identify the faults that his or her animal has and can actually show the calf away from the faults. In other words, make the calf look as good as she possibly can. That's the key with showmanship.
What do you see as the practical benefit of these young people participating in the dairy project?
Where would you rather have them? I mean, come on. These kids are out here, they're learning work ethic. They're learning to take care of animals to the betterment of the animal. I can't think of a better place to put a bunch of kids than at a county fair.
What about, though, for the dairy industry itself? How does that benefit from what they learn during these shows?
Well, they learn that if they take care of their animals will take care of them. I think that's the key. I know on our farm at home, cow comfort is foremost in everything that we do. And if you don't have cow comfort at the fair, you're just not going to do very well. So I think they really learn here the benefits of cow comfort or calf comfort or heifer comfort. And then they're taking that back home and applying it to their home operation.
And why do you think it's important for a young person to be a good showman?
I just think to understand the animal, the parts of her, gives that person a better understanding of the functionability of their whole cow herd at home. What makes cows last? What makes a cow a good cow? What makes her, you know, we had a cow today that was recognized for being 12 years old and over 280,000 pounds of milk. Why did this cow live that long? Is her udder really good? Is her feet and leg, are her feet and legs exemplary? You know, does she have a big open dairy rib? These kids learn about this today, and they take that back home and learn how to breed a more profitable herd of cows in their own herd.
And speaking of dairy, here's where we stand on our prices. Blocked lose 2 cents on Friday to 176 and 0.25 cents per pound. Barrels remain at 176 even, while butter drops back to 143 and 0.25 cents per pound. As far as the Class 3 prices, July down to 1735, September 1841, and October is at 1842. As far as the Board of Trade, September corn drops back to 491 and 0.75 cents. December 475 and 0.25 cents. Beans for August now down to 13.50 and 0.25 cents. November 12.29. While locally at Wisconsin Rapids Grains and Rapids, July corn 5.77, October 4.41, July beans 13.09, October 11.64. Harlan Cooperative Services in Dorchester, corn for July 5.97, beans 13.36, and July wheat at 6.50. Livestock slaughter cows 76 to 93, most of slaughter cows 60 to 75, replacement bull calves 50 to 130, heifer calves 60 to 140, the fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers to 118, Holstein steers 96 to 108, and your barrels and gilts 68 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.